Proclamation number 3934 of 12th of December, 1946. Task of those who hear God's voice. Only a few are granted the opportunity to hear God's voice, since only a few unite with Him so intimately and deeply believe in His love and thus also in His expressions through the voice of the Spirit. But these few have also been assigned a task according to the gifts imparted to them through God's love. A firm will to fulfill this task also guarantees the right success, for God provides such a person with extraordinary strength which enables him to mature spiritually and to meet all earthly demands which this task places on him. He will be able to work unhindered for the benefit of his fellow human beings. He will also be able to speak according to God's will himself because God's strength will work in him as soon as he devotes himself to the spiritual task. And God's voice will always and constantly instruct him. He himself will guide him on all paths of life, for he is now a servant of God on earth whose task is too important for him not to be assured of all support from God. And his earthly fate will likewise correspond to his task. It will always unfold such that his spiritual maturing will be placed in the foreground, that he will increase in spiritual strength and be in fullest realization of truth. Nothing will remain hidden from him what is going on in the environment so that he can clearly recognize people's spiritual adversity and now control it, as far as this is dependent on himself, so that he can always appear where help is needed, where people's thinking is still confused, where erroneous teachings prevent a maturing of the soul, an ascent development, where light is desired and thus a servant of God can fully comply with his spiritual task. And therefore a person who is able to hear the voice of God need not worry himself or make any arrangements whatsoever as to how he should shape his earthly way of life. He will be guided, always to where he is needed, where spiritual activity is possible, where souls are located which only need help to be guided onto the right path. And if the latter is fully aware of his mission, he can calmly place his fate into God's hands. He will be his faithful guide. He will direct his feet so that they always take the right path. He will always lead him by the hand towards the right aim. For he blesses every laborer in his vineyard. He blesses everyone who has offered himself to him to work for the kingdom of God and guides him safely to the end of his life. Amen.